Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Charlie Knight, who's Vice President of Sales for Shaw Hospitality. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Kemp, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. I wasn't able to make it down to South Beach, Florida, outside of Miami, to the HD Boutique Show, and I know you went down there. I was hoping you could tell us, how was the traffic at the show?
I think, Kemp, the traffic was actually pretty similar to what it was last year. I think in talking to the publisher and the folks who put on the show, they expected the number of exhibitors to be pretty similar. Maybe there was a slight uptick. I think traffic was really similar.
Yeah.
I think the one big difference that I would say is the attitude was a little better.
Well, that's good.
Going around, so that was good.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing I want to talk about in a second. Now, Shaw doesn't exhibit at that show. Have you ever exhibited at it?
We have. We exhibited, I think we pulled out 2 years ago, so last year was the first year we hadn't exhibited.
Right.
And Desiree Perkins and myself went down and kind of did an audit of the show along with Pam Rainey.
Yeah.
So we wanted to see what was going on. We like the show. We like the folks who put the show on. They do a lot of things that create a lot of value out there, but we didn't feel like this was a great time for us to be showing there.
Adding expenses. Exactly. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
All right, well, so, but you actually went, you walked the show, and I know you spent some time with customers, so tell us a little bit about what your customers are telling you about how the market's doing.
Well, I think that the overriding challenge in the lodging industry continues to be a lack of access to capital.
Right.
So, and that's, you know, so the new development cycle out there is still, you know, pretty retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the stuff that we're working on is very much renovation-driven. A lot of the brands are beginning to drive kind of renovation requirements again, which I think is good for the carpet business. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick in the carpet business, which is great to see in the lodging market. But overall, it's still, you know, it's pretty tough. There is a level of cautious optimism out there that we've not seen in a while, so we're encouraged by that. And we see the occupancy rates increasing. So overall, slight uptick, I would call it cautious optimism.
Yeah, we track the statistics that they put out of that company outside of Nashville. They track the occupancy and the profit per room and that kind of thing. So are those numbers getting any better?
They are. I think the challenge probably is the rate.
Yeah.
The pricing power is not back, and it would take some time to get that back when you start discounting the rooms. It's pretty challenging. It's, you know, it's like that way in our business. So that is the challenge. But overall, you know, what people need to see is travel and corporate travel begin to increase again. And I think overall, you know, a lot of the lodging companies have been actually somewhat optimistic and impressed that some of their projections were a little better than they have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wrote an editorial a few months ago about this whole hospitality market and the fact that a lot of the bookings are done, you know, on these websites where if you do it on a third-party website, the factor gets to price very quickly. Were there any talks or seminars given about how these hotels can raise their rates?
That is a very hot topic down there because that's where a lot of that pricing power has gone and it's been given to these third parties.
Right.
And, you know, it's not good for the long-term health of any of the assets out there, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, one of the things about hospitality, it allows the homeowner to kind of see what the trends are. You see it in a hotel first, and then you start to see it in the homes. And, you know, like the use of tile in the bathroom, the vanities that don't go to the floor, the sinks that look like bowls, and, you know, some of those trends you see in the hospitality first. So when you were at the show, walking the show, did you see anything that caught your eye, either from a flooring or an overall perspective? And
yeah, there were a couple of hard surface flooring products that I saw that were pretty interesting. You know, this show, honestly, it seemed like there was a lot of the same stuff that was seen earlier this year in Las Vegas.
Right.
At the HD Expo in Las Vegas. But you're right, the design matters. And the thing that I think is pretty fascinating right now is design matters, and it's being pushed down to, you know, a lot of the mid-tier and lower-level type properties.
Right.
But design matters at every level now.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the most amazing things is some of the designs for guest rooms and public space that are coming out in these brands that are, you know, not historically known for design.
Yeah. And by the way, let's talk about that for a second. You know, when you look at the range of hospitality from Motel 6 all the way up to Ritz-Carlton, most of the business now is in the middle-type properties, aren't they?
Yes, it is. Although they say that the luxury segment has seen, is beginning to rebound a bit.
Oh, that's good.
I think the meetings business is coming back some. And which we need to see that. We need to see all levels of the lodging industry to be healthy.
Yeah.
But most of the activity is in kind of the mid-tier.
All right. And one more last question, just to remind our listeners. In the hospitality market, a property that's humming along, has good traffic, they usually change out their carpet about every, I think it's about every fourth or fifth year, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that 5 years is kind of the target that a lot of folks have. Mm-hmm. With the economy as it has been over the last several years, you've got a lot of properties that have been putting things off, and typically the brands are pretty strict on your renovation cycles. And so maybe some of that 4 to 5 to 6 years has gone to 5 to 7 or 8 years. So there's actually quite a bit of pent-up demand out there for our products in the flooring industry, along with others. But I would call it 5 to 7.
One of the things that you guys have been able to do since carpet has changed out so much is you've been able to create carpets that at the end of life use can be turned back into carpet, right?
That's exactly right. We have what I think is an amazing reclamation program that we're very proud of that allows us to reclaim carpet from the market after its useful life and take it to our Evergreen facility and break it down into its constituent parts and make new carpet out of it.
Yeah. And do you see property owners, hotel operators, do you see them be more aware and more responsible and tuned into that message?
I think so, Kip. I think that as we are able to educate folks out there and teach them that there is a way to go about their renovations without, you know, putting literally ton after ton of waste into landfills, mm-hmm. but there's a way that we can bring that carpet back and keep things out of landfill, and perhaps more importantly, do it in a way that is perhaps even revenue neutral, so it doesn't cost them anymore. It's just a different way.
Yeah.
A lot of the folks that we're having a chance to educate along those lines are very open to it, and in many cases really support it.
Okay, great. Well, again, Charlie, I appreciate you talking to us. Been talking to Charlie Knight, Vice President of Sales with Shaw Hospitality, about the HD Boutique Show this week in Miami, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.